A fresh translation of Italian.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as we close out the last few days of September on this live Sunday edition going on across the country on the AM and FM dial, satellite, the internet at Infowars.com, and, of course, Global Shortwave. It is Sunday, and we're very glad that you decided to spend some time with us. There are so many facets and angles and levels of deception to what is popularly known as the bailout, the financial bailout. Number one, it is not a bailout. It is a new branch of government being created, a new private branch. The Treasury becomes private, a private mega hedge fund slash central bank, and it gives complete and total criminal pardons to anyone who has committed any type of crime in the financial system, if the Secretary of the Treasury says that that is the case. I mean, I'm hearing people all over talk radio finally waking up that George Bush isn't a good conservative and that George Bush is a puppet and runs absolutely nothing. They're also waking up to that. The left is waking up as well, but only to one layer of the proverbial onion. Only to a small fraction of it. Bloomberg Financial, of all places, has been reporting that the bailout is more like $5 trillion. Also, Bloomberg is reporting today that the banks are faking a liquidity crisis. Well, of course they are. They're the authors of this massive fraud, and the whole point of the Ponzi scheme is to fleece the schmucks as much as you can. So we'll get into that. Also, it's a red herring, a big red herring. There has been close to $1 trillion pumped in to banks, that is U.S. taxpayer money, in the last year and a half since this crisis supposedly started, a contrived stage crisis. We told you several years before that they would stage the crisis. We even mentioned it would be in subprime mortgages because we actually happen to track the global elite and what they're up to. But just in the last week, Reuters reports an average of $188 billion per day. This came out Friday night from Reuters. Steve Watson did a great report up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net on it. Bank borrowing from Fed already exceeded bailout total in 1 week. $188 billion per day. Meanwhile, they have you debating a $700 million bailout to make you think you're part of the process, to confuse the simple-minded public that kind of halfway pays attention to things. Oh, do you want a $700 billion bailout? But that's a lie itself. This is a complete and total blank check to commit crimes in the future and a pardon for all of the crimes that have been committed in the past by the very private banks, you know, the international bankers we talk so much about. The public was trained, didn't exist, and was trained to giggle and smirk at in the New World Order as presidents and prime ministers called for it. You were taught it didn't exist so that you wouldn't have to use your feeble little minds to think about it in the words of the New World Order, not in my words. They call you cattle. They call you slaves. They write books about how stupid you are, laughing at you. Bank borrowing from Fed already exceeded bailout total in last week, so you're debating that, U.S. banks borrowed $188 billion per day on average in the last week from the Federal Reserve, meaning that the Fed loaned out more than the Treasury's proposed bailout in just 1 week, still barely managing to keep the economy afloat. That is long enough to fully suck all the blood out. Federal Reserve data showed Thursday the total amount banks borrowed nearly quadrupled from the previous $47.97 billion per day, notched just the week before, Reuters reports. $188 billion per day on average over the course of 5 days means the total amount borrowed from the Fed in the week ending the 24th of September stood at $940 billion in 1 week. And they count it Sunday night through Thursday evening is how the banking numbers work. A figure that easily eclipsed the proposed $700 billion bailout. That is a smokescreen. Sunday, last Sunday, 7 days ago, they met in secret. The private Federal Reserve heads, their puppet, the head of Goldman Sachs, stealing hundreds of billions a day for his company openly. Total conflict of interest. They met, and then Monday we got the plan, and it said, clearly, no one can investigate this. No one can even look at this. No one can talk about this. Any crimes, any felonies, you are given total immunity in perpetuity. It says it. Go read it. It's all over the news. It said they can seize your houses, seize any infrastructure they want. They can take over any banks they want. Oh, that's another wrinkle to the scam. It allows this central coterie, this select group of criminal bankers, to use federal regulators to go grab Washington Mutual, the biggest bank to fail in U.S. history, biggest in world history, by the way. Not just U.S. history. They go and grab that. They grab whatever they want. They pay whatever they want for the assets. They steal your assets. They do it. It's just mass criminality. So there's that going on, too. And never forget that in the last week they stole $900-plus billion. $900-plus billion. And they've got you talking about $700 billion. Which, if you really read it, it's at least $5 trillion conservatively. At least $5 trillion conservatively. So, see, you got the public going, that's it. I'm not bailing them out for $700 billion. I'm putting my foot down right now. I hear it all over talk radio. I'm going to start this and that. I'm going to start blasting. I heard Rush Limbaugh people talking about shooting. I heard people talking about it on Sean Hannity. I heard it everywhere. And suddenly it's being accepted. No, we don't need behavior like that. And sit down and realize really what's going on. While you're busy looking at the puppet they held up in front of you or the red cape they held up in front of you like you're some mindless bovine bull, some beast, $900-plus billion was stolen. Now, that's Reuters reporting that. That's what's been taken out. Now, on top of this, I mean, there's just so many facets. It's just amazing. While everybody's been busy watching this happen, and they've now tentatively agreed on the bloodletting, which is, again, $5 trillion, not $700 billion, close to a trillion stolen just last week, that you will pay for with interest. The Democrats just dropped a tiny little bit of socialism for the people, which I would normally be against, but compared to the stuff for the bankers, it's nothing. You know, that just maybe a judge might give you a chance to renegotiate, or you might get a little bit of aid somehow, at least a pat on the head as you were thrown off the cliff. No, you get absolutely nothing. That's Associated Press. Dems dropped mortgage help for homeowners from banker bailout. And, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they passed the biggest U.S. defense budget, over $1 trillion with almost no fanfare. Just 7 years ago, the defense budget was $430-something billion. Now it's over $1 trillion, not to mention another $500 billion off military budget. $1.5 trillion. The military budget is now half the U.S. GDP a year. And it only expands, it only intensifies, it's only growing that much faster. So we'll come back and run over all the facts and how if you don't like it, they're going to use the military and police on you. That's what the police state was geared up for, as I told you years ago. So you can't stop them from taking your pension fund. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, we are back live. I've got Webster Tarpley joining us immediately Friday night. I thought of him, author, researcher, political scientist. When I saw news reports out of Illinois, out of Missouri, out of other areas confirming what he predicted like a year ago when Barack Obama was still little known, he was saying Barack Obama will be their candidate. He will bring in fascism to the U.S. And, you know, Tarpley's more of a progressive leftist, though he doesn't like to be put in boxes. And then it just everything he said about it keeps coming true. And now they're arresting people that criticize Barack Obama. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. In fact, We have the stories up on Infowars.com right now for anyone that is doubting me. And I do want to get the Missouri governor on. He is calling it a police state. He is calling it just the most egregious form of tyranny he's ever seen in the United States. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt, it's on the front page of the governor's website, says Matt Blunt today issued the following statement on news reports that have exposed plans by U.S. Senator Barack Obama to use Missouri law enforcement to threaten and intimidate his critics. And I didn't believe this Friday when I saw on the news, and I made phone calls to the Barack Obama campaign in three different states, and they said, yes. They said, if you basically criticize Barack Obama and we don't think it's accurate, we're going to have you arrested. You can't do that. It's the First Amendment. I mean, if you can claim some civil issue and go that route, but, and again, I'm not going to, I can't vote for John McCain. They're both puppets, but stuff like this, I mean, just when I think it can't get any worse and more bizarre and crazy, and they've got all these cops and prosecutors and DAs on these newscasts. I've got one of the clips I want to play later saying, oh, yes, you're not allowed to talk bad about him. We'll arrest you. I mean, I'm living in total fruitcake land. That is not the American way. Homeland Security putting brain scanning cameras up now in major cities, not just airports. That isn't freedom. CPS kidnapping over a million kids a year in the U.S. without due process. That's not the American way. Cops crawling out our ears just everywhere is not the American way. Open borders is not the American way. You know, it's hard to get out, but it's easy to get in. I just can't handle it anymore. So that's coming up. I mean, it's really getting Twilight Zone. I thought it must have been some type of hoax or something. But, no, the Barack Obama campaign is very proud of it and is signaling that this is the future of America. And, of course, John McCain says he wants to use troops on the streets of America to fight crime. There's gun confiscation going on in Illinois using regular army. The regular army's announced in Army Times they're going to be patrolling the United States to, quote, deal with rioters. And they say, we hope we don't have to shoot U.S. citizens. Look, the country's going into hell in a handbasket. Like I always told you they were setting it up for. But it's one thing to know they're setting it up. It's another thing to see it happening. But let me be very calm here about the bailout and just walk through the facts here. A, it is not a financial bailout. The private Federal Reserve that took over our government in 1913 issues the liquidity and issues trillions of dollars of it to their own private companies. The private shareholders that own the private Federal Reserve have issued tens of trillions of dollars of liquidity over the last 80-something years, most of it ballooning here at the end. Accelerating the amount they've given themselves as the value of the currency's devalued. And they bought up railways and infrastructure and mines and media companies and defense establishment and endowed all the major universities. And that's what they've done for the last 80-plus years. Now they're at the final phase of just blowing the currency out, killing the currency, and then signing the American people contractually on to pay for that. They've already fenced the assets they bought when the currency was still valuable, when the liquidity was still valuable. They fenced that into global infrastructure to set up and build and finance their world corporate government, known as the New World Order. And they brag about all this. All this is public. This is not even secret. It's just not going to be on your nightly news. But it's in all the policy papers and white papers, and they literally write books laughing at you about it. Now, at the end of the Ponzi scheme, they need to give complete and total liability protection, amnesty, pardons, whatever term you want to use, in there. Just like with the warrantless spying, every count of it was felonies against the American people. They retroactively passed a law giving the government pardons for their crimes. It's called tyranny. And by the way, it isn't for looking for Al Qaeda. They know where their own forces are, believe me. Now they've gotten up to this point, and they spent $940 billion last week. $940 billion of taxpayer money. $940 billion in lending Monday through Friday. Now, by lending, that is just liquidity created that you and I sign on to pay for at the barrel of a gun. So that's the fact you need to know. So while they've got you distracted, thinking about $700 billion and saying, I'll never pay that. I'm just going to quit working and quit my job. And I'm not going to pay taxes anymore if they do that. They already stole close to $1 trillion. While you were busy being distracted by that, they put major sanctions on Iran. While you were busy diverted talking about $700 billion bailout, which was really a $5 trillion one they're setting up, and total liability protection for themselves and imperial power for the Department of the Treasury. They also passed a $1 trillion-plus dollar defense budget. That is more than twice the size the defense budget was just 6 years ago. Over $1 trillion. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there were also trillions in the military pension funds and investments. That has all been stolen. That's in the Associated Press. And the military says, we will not tell you where it went. By the way, we have the military. They basically say that to the Congress. Look, it's a dictatorship. NORTHCOM runs it. The military is there to guard the criminals. Period. I'm sorry to have to inform you. Just like under Hitler, the military was hijacked and was used to guard the criminals there. I'm not attacking our military. Our military's gone. It'd be like if a hijacker took over a jumbo jet and you know, somebody called in on their radio, hey, that plane's been hijacked, and they said, how dare you talk bad about American Airlines? And you're going, no, somebody hijacked it. It's a hijacker. It's the same thing here. So, are the big banks faking liquidity crisis? Bloomberg, Reuters, and others report that, yes, that is the case. So you can read those stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. Again, lawmakers reached tentative bailout deal, and in the latest version of it, Secretary of Treasury Paulson has absolute dictatorial power outside of the other three branches of government. It makes a new fourth branch, oven by the bankers, that has the power to levy fines, fees, grab homes, grab property, grab infrastructure, create work brigades. I mean, this is just absolute the bankers bringing us into receivership. And it has nothing to do with propping up the economy. This is going to make it implode 100 times worse when they finally fully implode it. And the real economy, that's our jobs, our life, not the financial system, is already being imploded right now. And, of course, the Dems drop mortgage help for homeowners from banker bailout. Of course, you get nothing but to pay for the men in black uniforms that are going to squeeze you by the throat. Hundreds of top economists urge Congress not to rush on rescue plans, say it's a fraud. But, again, we'll cover that when we get back. Stay with me.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 Max for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, Webster Tarpley is going to be with us for the balance of the show today to talk about several issues. We're going to get into what's happening with the economy, the controlled implosion. We're also going to talk about Barack Obama's supporters in law enforcement, no longer peace officers, saying, you basically criticize Barack Obama, we're going to arrest you. Got a clip of that coming up in a moment. And I know we also have quite a few callers that are patiently holding. We'll also be taking your calls coming up in the next hour. You're welcome to hold till then or call back later. There's another Bloomberg story here. Hundreds of economists urge Congress not to take a rush on rescue plan. We also have a former Nobel Prize winner for economics, Joseph Stiglitz, who exposed that this was a orchestrated plan when he left the IMF and World Bank in 2002. I interviewed him again about a week and a half ago. I interviewed Ron Paul earlier this week. Bailout failure will cause U.S. crash. So we have all these top economists saying it's a fraud, it's a scam, it's theft, it's making a new branch of government. It's literally letting the private banks become government, but then they will use governmental power to shut down other financial institutions. So this is pure fascism. And what does both political parties do? There are polls. A week ago, Rasmussen and others, Zogby, had polls of 28% to 30% for the bailout. Now we have polls that came out in the last 2 days as low as 5%. I have two different polls here that show 9%. And I'm sure you've seen those polls, too. They've been all over the news. The point is 9% support it, but magically almost every politician does. And they got Nancy Pelosi, and they've got Paulson, and they got Bush, and they've got Barack Obama and John McCain and Sarah Palin and all of them up there agreeing that, oh, we've got to have this or a depression's going to hit. And then all these headlines like this today, bailout failure will cause U.S. crash. The U.S. stock market could suffer a devastating crash with shares losing a third of their value this week. If Hank Paulson's financial bailout plan fails, U.S. Treasury officials have warned. And so, meanwhile, again, there's wheels within wheels here. They did a $940 billion payout this week. That's Reuters. $940 billion out of the Treasury. just made up, put on our backs, devaluing the currency. You think on average 15% inflation this year, it was 10% last year, now it's about 15%. Most economists I talked to say it'll be about 20 to 30% next year, compounded each year. Oh, what's that going to do to people on fixed incomes, or anybody for that matter? And so remember when you think inflation's been bad now with fuel and food and how? No, no, no. Wait until you get 20% compounded, not just 10 or 15. So all of this is going on, but the biggest issue here is that even in the newest version, even in the latest version, they are talking about making the Federal Reserve basically and private bankers, the controllers of the Treasury, and then this small group of less than a dozen families that own the Federal Reserve, they control the federal regulators. They go out and take over whoever they want. They act as government. They have a letter of marque. Well, they're already doing that, just like they already spied on us without warrants and then went back and got the liability protection, the pardons. So there's just so many facets to this, but I just want to remind you, you're talking about $700 billion, it's really $5 trillion. And then in the last week, it was $940 billion, and they passed over a $1 trillion defense budget Friday. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're also faking the liquidity crisis. The big banks are taking the money, because only select banks are being given this, the $940-something billion. And they got more than that in the last year and a half before that. They take that money, and then they ban shorting against themselves, as Webster talks about. They ban predatory action against themselves, but then attack the real economy, manufacturing, you know, retail, the service economy. Then they're attacking that and taking that over right now. This is a vicious, militarized takeover. Webster Tarpley, I want to spend the 3 or 4 minutes in this segment first because you know you're a top scholar. Going through your bio, it's long. You've written books on the economy, papers on it. You predicted all of this. You're also an expert on Obama, and I want to get into that. But first, in this abbreviated segment we have left with you, then we'll come back with Barack Obama. I wanted you to I've thrown out in the last 3 or 4 minutes a few of the points I'm looking at here. But just simplifying it for people, what are they witnessing right now with this mass looting?
Well, it is, of course, a world economic depression of unimaginable proportions. It is not controlled by anybody. There is no oligarchical banking group anywhere in the world that has any of this under control.
But they are engineering more stealing. I agree it's out of control, but they are stealing.
Opportunistically at various phases of the crash to try to directed against others, but this is a genuine, authentic world economic breakdown crisis. It is the collapse of the Anglo-American system, the post-1945 dollar-based imperialist system, and above all, at the center of that, it is the crisis of the derivatives. We're told that this is a bailout of mortgages. That is a big lie.
Yes.
If the government were getting mortgages, they would have then income flows or houses if there were no income flows. That would be much less serious. It would be bad.
But hey, all the bad mortgages could have been paid off for less than $100 billion. That is admitted. So why are we talking about trillions
because
and trillions? Because they sold junk.
One quadrillion, 1,000 trillion to 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives, and that is what's being bailed out. Now, you're very right to point out that this is monstrous, it's elitist, it's oligarchical, it's unconstitutional, it's criminal, and all this other stuff. Let me just focus on the other point. It's futile. You cannot prop up collapsing paper values in a panic. And the $700 billion, even though that seems like a very large sum, that is chump change. That is peanuts compared to the needs of financing this crash. The crash is inexorable. The crash is unstoppable. There is no way to prop these
things up. Yes, and they know that. They know it ends in the end of the dollar. My point is, Webster, $940 billion was shelled out last week, and the public doesn't even know. It's buried in Reuters and AP. Meanwhile, the public's talking about revolting over $700 billion, and as you've said, they're blaming the public for this on subprime mortgages, and it has nothing to do with it.
Right. The reactionary myth that has been spun out is that poor people, blacks and Hispanics, bought mortgages for homes that they couldn't afford. They defaulted, and now they've brought down the system. This is absolutely insane. Just looking around the world, today we have Fortis Bank, which is a very large bank in Belgium, which is blowing up. We've got Bradford and Bingley, which is the second largest mortgage bank in the United Kingdom.
We had WaMu, the biggest bank in world history, to go under, went under 3 days ago.
We had Washington Mutual. We also have HBOS Bank, another very large British mortgage
bank. And 2 weeks ago, we had Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Okay, so it's an authentic world economic depression. Now, your basic choices are three, and let me stress this. The first is the hyperinflationary bailout that you're seeing right now, which is what Goldman Sachs is demanding through Paulson, with the help of Pelosi and Reid and Obama. The Democratic Party is, by and large, the principal party of Wall Street and the bailout.
And the real economy gets nothing.
Absolutely.
But we fit the bill for all of it.
The three possibilities.
Yeah.
The first one is the hyperinflationary bailout. That's what you have to stop now. Any person of goodwill has to say no, 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 1,000 times no. However, if that's all you do, you get the second possibility, which is the deflationary crash. And people who just say no to the bailout, go back to the free market, unfortunately, that will get you into chain reaction bankruptcies of the large money center banks. It will lead to a general banking panic and a deflationary crash on the model of 1930, 31, 32.
But with a stagflation overlay, you're still going to have the Weimar Republic type printing press stuff.
Well, like the printing press is the hyperinflationary one, so that would be number one.
But you can have the two together.
Yeah, you might have that too. You might have a hyperinflationary depression. That's certainly a possibility. But I think just to simplify it, either the hyperinflationary bailout, which ends in failure, of course, or the deflationary one. The third one is obvious the thing to do. Return to the New Deal. Return to the tested, tried and true, absolutely proven and track-tested remedies of the New Deal.
All right, Webster, stay there. We're going to come back and let you get into that, and then Barack Obama. But to be clear, again, this is socialism for the bankers or socialism for the people. And the reason it's the lesser of two evils is it would build the real economy, which instead the bankers are collapsing what's left of the real economy to finance and fund themselves. All right, we got the Barack Obama stuff coming up. Talk bad about Barack Obama. Go to jail. We're not kidding.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine things, and I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity's going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish. Dental fillings. Vaccines. Arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, folks, we're back live. Look, I want to be clear here. Webster and myself are not disagreeing on this subject of the Anglo-American banking system. The statement I'm making is they made the decision to securitize all these different derivatives, to make up all these new flim-flam articles in the last 20 years. There was always a lot of fraud involved in central banking. That's the real banking, where the private families control the government's issuance of currency and credit, and then they can leverage out, you know, 9 to 20 times, depending on the government, what they actually have in deposits. But when you hear that it was Countrywide and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all of this, you know, going out to people that were poor and giving them, you know, 2, 3, 4% mortgages that then ballooned later, and that you hear that's what caused all this. That has nothing to do with it. That's less than $100 billion. We're talking about thousands of trillions here. That's admitted numbers. We're talking close to a trillion, $940 billion bailed out last week. Now, the point is they already moved into real assets. They wrote white papers how this was going to collapse, how they knew it was going to collapse, and how out of this, they're going to set up a new international banking system. And by the way, Kissinger came out last week. A bunch of others came out exactly as we told you years ago they wouldn't, said, now we need a world government run by the private bankers, and you buy carbon tax credits from them. And so, yes, is it imploding? Is it a real crisis? Yes. But did they foresee that? Did they at least delude themselves into believing they would control it? There is no debating that. And I don't think Webster disagrees with me on that point, that they opportunistically, you know, as expert opportunist adepts at it, have, again, they create crises, offer the solution, but the crisis itself is very real. Webster, continue.
Therefore, it's time for us to mobilize to impose a far different outcome, because obviously the Wall Street group, they've chosen Obama as the main vehicle for this stuff. The Democratic Party, unfortunately, would be the vehicle. Now, the New Deal, of course, without somebody like Jesse Jones, since we're on the radio here in Texas, without Jesse Jones, the state of Texas wouldn't exist. The Reconstruction Finance Corporation in the 1930s and in the 1940s essentially built the industrial infrastructure of the whole state. So that's the New Deal, and that then became private companies. Now, the way to approach this crisis is to say, well, you've got one and a half quadrillion of derivatives, right? That's the avalanche, the mortgage-backed.
For those who don't know, that's just made-up crud.
Yeah, it's complete paper. Now, the subprime mortgage is sort of the firecracker that set off this enormous avalanche. So what you've got to do is realize that the essence of these derivatives is leverage. And as long as that was positive leverage, there were huge super profits at the top. The entire edifice of 1.5 quadrillion of derivatives has now gone into reverse leverage, and that is now a black hole. There's no stopping that.
It's sliding, and its gravitational pull is so powerful, throwing a trillion or 5 trillion or 20 trillion at over 1,000 trillion, it's impossible, and in the process right. of throwing that money at it, you devalue the currency.
Yeah, and they'll be back in January asking for trillions more. So therefore, I think what we've got to do is the following. Target, first of all, the derivatives. The derivatives were illegal up until about 1992, 1993. They were widely considered illegal. We had a law that was based on an attempt to corner the wheat market in 1933 based on options and futures. It was illegal to sell an option on a farm product anywhere in the United States.
Or you put a tax on it so they can't make it short.
You could use a tax, you could use a Tobin tax or a security transfer tax on the derivatives and say we demand 1% of derivatives for the public treasury. Let's slap a sales tax on these oligarchs. We're paying sales tax, let them pay sales tax too.
Well,
the problem is in this kind of an emergency, and it really is an emergency, I think the best thing to do is executive order, Defense Production Act, Trading with the Enemy Act, derivatives are wiped out. The International Association for Swaps and Derivatives is an enemy alien. We declare economic war on derivatives and anybody who tries to prop them up. They are but useless.
Instead, the private inner circle of banks are using federal regulators to even go after some solvent banks that's now coming out to loot them using regulatory power they control. And they, as you said last week on the show, have turned loose the trillions that is being pumped into them out of the Treasury, and they're doing derivatives and leveraging and shorting and attacking the real economy.
Yeah, the entire system is now being run as if the goal of the United States government would be to maintain the derivatives bubble. Now, this has got everything.
And so they're feeding the real economy
backwards
into it, into the black hole to keep it going.
Yeah, and it can't work. So what we've got to say is no. Derivatives have to be wiped out. They've got to be wiped out by executive order. One stroke of the pen. Derivatives are hereby illegal. We wipe them out. And the way that you enforce that, of course, is you take the top 10 banks on Wall Street, starting with J.P. Morgan Chase. They're about half of it. If you add in Citibank and Bank of America, you're up to two-thirds. If you add a few more, the 8 or 10 top banks represent 90 to 95%
okay.
of the derivatives.
But I want to explain something to people, Webster.
That means the
average person doesn't understand you, Webster. They don't understand, Webster.
What?
They don't understand, Webster. We're moving too fast. They don't even know that $940 billion was pumped in last week.
What is that, Federal Reserve lending?
Yes.
All right, so that's lending. I mean, they call that lending. This other thing is even worse because it's basically a giveaway.
And that's my next – I want you to comment on the fact that it gives the Treasury this new above-government power.
Yeah, obviously what Paulson wanted was to become a juridical vacuum. I mean, he wanted to become a unique figure in the whole history of the United States, but nothing Paulson did – would be reviewable by the courts, by the Congress, by any regulatory agency. I mean, he basically said, make me economic dictator of the United States for life. He could have carried out criminal acts, and nobody could have said a word to him because he has this piece of paper. Now, I think that has probably been cut out of the bill. But, of course, we don't know because the bill they announced in the dead of night, right after midnight, they announced that there was a deal. The deal has still not been put on paper, as far as I know, so far this afternoon.
There's pieces of it out. It's just they're not taking it
out. All right, it's a monstrosity. In other words, the only thing to do with that is vote it down, load it up with killer amendments, filibuster it, block it. There were about a dozen people in the House who came forward. I saw Kucinich, Kaptur, Issa, a number of others came forward and said that they were against it. But it was a pretty small group. But again, what we need to do, we have to be clear. How do you get out of this? You wipe out derivatives. Now, let's take foreclosures. This is a serious problem. There are lots and lots of foreclosures.
That was my next question. Let me pose it because
okay.
we're going to move too fast here. Imagine the monstrosity of close to $1 trillion in lending last week to the bankers. Now they're talking about a $5 trillion bailout. That's Bloomberg. Joseph Stiglitz is saying it's over $5 trillion. He calls it a monstrosity. That's actually a quote. He calls it monstrous. And he saw the documents inside what they were planning to do, former head of the World Bank, former chief economist there. And notice the government Only 9% in the latest polls are for this, but notice we have both parties together saying we don't care. The public and the real economy gets nothing. And I'm against the socialism, but if we're going to have it, for heaven's sakes, have it for the people. No, we get nothing. Everything is now transferred to the bankers. Comment on that.
Well, there's a proposal to put $25 billion into the Detroit automobile industry. I would support that, even though the goals of the $25 billion for Detroit are wrong.
That's only a loan. They should just give it to them.
Well, they should. They can lend it to them. They can do it in any number of ways. It might be a good idea to nationalize Chrysler and prevent Cerberus hedge fund from destroying it. I think, generally speaking, you've got to channel money into actual production. Anything that goes for paper is wasted. Forget about paper. Forget about the prices of paper. Think about people and production, and that, again, gets us to foreclosures. If you have people getting thrown out of their homes, family farms shutting down, businesses shut down. Let's suppose you're a truck driver, right? You own your own rig, and you're out there hauling goods on the interstates. Somebody tries to foreclose on you. We need federal protection. And this, of course, is that's the opposite of where they're going right now. But we've got to mobilize to impose this, that nobody's thrown out of their home, no family farm is shut down, no rig, no taxi company, no trucking company, no airline, no
And by the way, people are going to say, well, that's pure socialism. My point is, you don't just throw...
You can call it what you want. Do you want to maintain human civilization in this crisis?
Well, Webster, that's the point I was going to make, is that instead it's just throw trillions into the banker's black hole who engineered all of this,
right?
Or do we at least say, you know, moratorium on these houses going under, and then pay the $100 billion to literally just give them their houses? No, we'll give tens of trillions, bankrupt everything to the bankers and their paper, instead of $100 billion that would have stopped all this. But that's not really true, because it wasn't about the houses.
I think you basically formulated the alternatives in a pretty good way. The other thing we have to do is this question of the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve, as everybody knows, is illegal, unconstitutional, criminal, never been audited. It's a monstrosity in its own right. What do we do now? Nationalize it. Seize it, audit it, nationalize it. You probably send Greenspan to jail.
Stay there. Got a break, Webster. We're going to come back after news, finish up with this, and I promise, get into Barack Obama. You are not going to believe this. Criticize Barack Obama. You're going to be arrested. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.